I've been thinking a lot about Sabbath rest. When I speak of Sabbath, I'm not speaking of the Judeo-Christian Sabbath day, but the idea of Sabbath rest and Sabbath moments, Sabbath, as an interruption of ordinary time, an interruption, a break between ordinary time and sacred time. The Sabbath is spirit in the form of time. Spirit in the form of time. Sabbath rest is allowing spirit to rest within us. Spirit is that which connects us to all that there is, and that which calls out the best of ourselves, that ineffable mystery that we call God. Now, fasting allows us to lean into emptiness and find fullness of the heart, fullness of the spirit, fuel for the mind in the form of insight and inspiration. In the Hebrew scriptures, the Talmud, the Old Testament, some of us know, in Genesis, it says, on the seventh day, God had completed the work of his creation. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Days 1 through 6 were very good. Day 7 is holy. So if you drive through a Jewish neighborhood on the Sabbath, you'll see families walking to Shabbos services. If you visit an observant Jewish home on a Friday night, you will light the Sabbath candles, sit with a family to eat, lift a glass of wine as you offer a blessing for this Sabbath time. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Blessed are you, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who has sanctified us with your commandments and commanded us to light the Sabbath candles. We've got many right here. The greeting on the Sabbath is Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, Sabbath, Shalom, peace. May you feel the peace of this holy time. Shabbat Shalom. It's a nice concept, regardless of your religious inclination, and yet most of us are too busy to take a whole day of rest. We will take time off once or twice a year, go to Bentonville Pines or some other restful place, but most of us don't consciously put margins of rest around our busyness on a regular basis. So when I work with spiritual direction clients, many of whom are overworked seminarians who don't have enough time for anything extra, I suggest that they spend the time between our sessions noticing Sabbath moments, moving the idea from the unconscious to consciousness. They don't have to stop their busyness. That would be way too much for some people. They just have to notice. So when we meet, I ask them, what did you notice? What have you been missing? When did you pass up the opportunity to catch some cherry blossoms? For some people, Sabbath keeping is a spiritual discipline, which is routine mindfulness. That becomes a way of connecting yourself to the mystery that is all there is. So a spiritual discipline, routine, mindfulness, you do it every day, you do it on a regular basis so that when you need it, you are doing it. And when you don't need it, you are practicing how to do it. Slowing down. Putting margins on the pages of your day. Keeping a rhythm of life that includes rest. That doesn't mean falling into bed and falling asleep into a deep sleep close to being in a coma because you're so exhausted. But it's a mindful laying down, sitting down, putting your feet up and saying, ah, and breathing. See, Sabbath rest gives us a chance to restore, to renew, and sharpen our best tools and that is ourselves. The little girl in the story today was asking for Sabbath time. She was asking for margins around all the hurry-ups of her day. Sabbath creates space to breathe. It's a time to stop working and worrying and planning and responding. It's a time to notice and appreciate. It's a time to be authentically, integrally, wholly you. Those times may just be moments, and those are your Sabbath moments. A Sabbath moment is that space and time when spirit brushes your cheek and reminds you in some way that you are not alone. It's an opportunity to pause and to let the stress and worries be by themselves without you, because they will be there. And for just a moment, notice a gorgeous sunset, a beautiful butterfly, a baby's laughter, the afterglow of lovemaking, a perfect white Casablanca lily. The things that just take your breath away because you are breathing with spirit. Spirit is breathing for you. You are one with the breath of life just for a moment. Now, you may not be able to stay in that space for long, especially not on a weekend that's filled with all kinds of things to do, but you can for a Sabbath moment. Whenever and however you get to that place, that is your Sabbath time. When you turn off the noises in your head, or at least turn them down, and let your heart lead and your spirit rest. In the book South of Broad by Pat Conroy, two of the characters are twins, Sheba and Trevor. They had an imperfect childhood, and they are seeking one perfect day. So throughout the book, whenever something good has happened, they look at each other and say, is this it? Is this it? Is this the one? Is this the perfect day? Now, I am too old and cynical to go for a perfect day, but I do still seek to identify and appreciate perfect moments, Sabbath moments. My last perfect moment, the summer before last, I made a jacket. I am a garment maker, and I love working in textiles. And it was a great jacket that I had been planning for some time. And it had my signature lining, which is something that is unnecessarily beautiful and surprising and colorful. And it didn't work. It was made exceedingly well. I was proud, but it just didn't work as the jacket that I wanted. So I put it away with my other UFOs, unfinished objects. And I would look at it occasionally, wondering whether I should just give it away. People love my giveaways. Then a couple of weeks ago, it came to me in a whoosh of clarity, which I count as a Sabbath moment. Turn the jacket inside out. Too much work, I thought, much easier said than done. But I listened as the jacket told me what to do. So after some hours of re-engineering, I had a fabulous jacket. Functional and beautiful, this time with the inside on the outside. My Sabbath moments were several. First, being at peace with the imperfection. I was okay with the jacket not working. Second, realizing that I could fix it without beating myself up for what I might have called a failure. And third, appreciating the final product. So once you start thinking about it, Sabbath moments become easier to identify. I have some serious cactus in my front yard, and these cactus only bloom in the summer, and they only bloom at night. Each blossom only lasts one night. So by 10 a.m. the next morning, it is flopped over and dead. and black. Each time that I'm out at night and I get to experience the beauty of a single flower lit only by the street light or the moonlight, that's a Sabbath moment. A 10-year-old kid who has been indifferent to me for all of her life recently greeted me with a smile and a hug. That was a Sabbath moment. So what do I do with my Sabbath moments? First, I notice them. Then I appreciate them. And I pause. I breathe them in. And then I save them. And during my Sabbath times, I reflect on my Sabbath moments. And sometimes during my un-Sabbath times, I pull out those Sabbath moments so I can breathe them in. So while you are trying to decide how to respond to the chaos and confusion of our current world, you may find answers by fasting from busyness and outrage, or celebrating the equanimity of the vernal equinox. Nothing is all bad. Nothing is all good. There are some things that are okay. And one of those things is that we know that this moment will pass. And those of us who are old in us know that there have been bad times before. There'll be bad times again. And if we're lucky, we'll get through this. Or at least our children will get to enjoy something else, something different. Once you've learned to recognize and appreciate your Sabbath moments, you can learn to create Sabbath time for yourself. So how do you do that? Awake without the radio or the alarm. Listen to the whispers of the universe. In the space between sleeping and not being fully awake, you know, that liminal space where your cat, before your cat jumps on your chest. Put your phone on do not disturb for several hours, even though you're not in a meeting. Set aside some time to create, gardening, sewing, cooking, preparing for guests. Turn off the news. Sit at your computer playing games, shopping, following Google trails to obscure knowledge, or watching Dr. Pimple Popper videos. A lot, you too? Yeah, I do too. Unashamed. Allow yourself to dream. Write in your journal. Play with the children in your life. Borrow someone else's children. Watch a loved one sleep. Sabbath time opens you to accidental splendor, moonlight spilling through your bedroom window, a rainbow, the hushed quiet after the spontaneous song of a child. Sabbath moments are the secret, subversive, surprising, serendipitous moments when your outer self connects to your inner self, when your heart takes a deep breath and your soul says yes. You can enjoy them one at a time. You can collect your Sabbath moments until you've had a Sabbath rest. The goal is to slow down, to appreciate, to pause, and then to notice the difference. Sabbath moments, Sabbath time is to fast from busyness. Poet Amy Lowell has left us with a Sabbath poem. She says, "Hold your soul open for my welcoming. Let the quiet of your spirit bathe me. Let the flickering flame of your soul play all about me, that into my limbs may come the keenness of fire, the life and joy of tongues of flame, and going out from you tightly strung and in tune, I may rouse the bleary-eyed world and pour into it the beauty which you have forgotten." Sabbath moments. grab one. Shabbat Shalom, my friends.